I mean, it's playoffs. You know, the mentality, obviously, it's turned up a notch. You know, it's a win or go home for us. And, you know, last time we played these guys, you know, we didn't have the results we wanted. I thought that was a good wake-up game for us just to get back, you know, as far as executing on third downs, even first, second down, be more physical, you know, in the trenches. And we're excited about this opportunity. You know, you take it one game at a time and you focus on the details at hand and you just make sure that, again, it's all about execution.
Eric, a lot of pressure is going to be on Peyton this week. I mean, you're going to hear nonstop 9-11 in his playoff record. What can you guys do to help him? And is that fair that so much of this is on him at this point?
It's a team sport. You know, pass is pass. I mean, stats, they don't matter anymore. Records, they don't matter anymore. It's a, you know, it's a tournament. It's a one game, win or go home type mentality. And you know, we have, and we feel like we have an opportunity to be successful, you know, this weekend. And hopefully, we got goals to be successful in the next couple of weeks. So we got to make sure that, you know, we come, with the energy, with physical play and make sure that, you know, we don't, having outside noise affect what we do here in Death Valley.
Is there more anxiety in that locker room than
there was a year ago? Absolutely not. I'd say, you know, there's a lot more confidence in the locker room this year than last year. You know, last year we went on a little run there, and, you know, I don't know if we got comfortable, but we didn't finish. And, you know, we were hungry this year as far as coming into the off season, coming into training camp, making sure that, when we go out and play, we make sure we finish everything we do. And you know, we've had some bumps in the road, but I think that adversity's helped us as a team and grow together as a team. And again, our focus is making sure every single person does their job so we can have that success.
Did it help at all that the last
you guys played at home? Well, Coach McCoy, you know, he's over there. He's done a good job, you know, with that team. They've been playing playoff football. You know, they've been very very good, very successful in their last six games. So we know coming in they're going to bring it. So we're familiar, you know, as far as who the players are, you know, schematically what they do. But the bottom line is you got to make sure that you win as far as execution goes.
What's it like playing a team like that that controls the clock as much as they do? They dominate time of possession, especially against you guys.
They have, yeah. That's something where, you know, offensively we got to make sure we keep our defense off the field and we're moving the football on first down, giving ourselves third and shorts, being in more successful opportunities with that and scoring touchdowns in the red area. You know, situational football is huge come playoffs, and I think for us, we have to make sure we do, you know, those things right.
Julius was up here before you. What kind of growth have you seen from him from week one to the preseason to week one now to postseason?
Well, it's just good to see him healthy. Just, you know, the talent he had coming in, we knew he could be a player. And he's, you know, he's really proven that this year. And I think just, you know, from the start of the season, he's built a lot of confidence. He's had a huge role in our offense. And obviously, he's a reason why we've won so many games.
What do you think the biggest lesson is this team learned from last year's loss to
Baltimore? I think the biggest thing is you know, finishing. Baltimore came in, they played 60 minutes of football plus, you know, a little bit of overtime and just outplayed us. And we know, again, every drive, every series, every quarter, you gotta make sure that, you know, you're finishing your plays and you're doing what your job is.
Eric, three of the road teams.
Well, I think, you know, especially here in Denver, the great fans and noise, if you can bring the energy and start fast, you know, you get that 12th man, they rally behind you, and it makes it hard for their offense to communicate and get plays in, and it's an advantage for us. So I think that, again, is something we could use to our advantage if we could just make sure we take care of business in the first quarter and get a hot start.
Pretty excited to make your little cartoon debut here tonight.
How about that?
Excited about that character here.
Look pretty big in that picture.
You look good.
I'm excited. Yeah, I got a DVR at home, so hopefully I'll see what my talent level is of voiceover.
You know, you made it when you're a cartoon guy, right?
Is that what they say?
I don't know. I think so.
Great beard.
Is this bigger than reality TV right here?
I mean, is that, what is that, Cartoon Network?
Yeah, no, it says NFL Red Zone. Okay. Cartoon Network, yeah. Okay. So Nicktoon is what it says.
I guess, yeah. Once you get on the cartoon, you make it. Yeah. I'll take it.
How's it been with Welker back at practice these last couple of weeks? Seamlessly fit right back in the way it was at the beginning of the year?
Yeah, definitely. You know, when you take a couple of weeks off, obviously your conditioning, it takes a little bit to pick up, but he's got that back in the last couple of weeks. I mean, it's very nice to have him, you know, out there with us because he's a threat inside. He's a guy that people have to look for, and it just makes it easier, you know, for us outside to have more, you know, matchups or more opportunities to use more space to get open.
I know you don't want to make an excuse, but you had those three straight three and outs that last time you played San Diego, and the 10-3 lead turned into a 24-10 deficit that you couldn't make up. How much were you missing Welker that night?
Big time. You know, he's a guy that has done, you know, very well on third downs, and just, you know, any down it is. When you lose a weapon like that, you know, you got to fill the shoes, and I don't think we as a team did a good enough job of, you know, having a successful first down, you know, minimizing the third and longs and you know, taking advantage of some of the opportunities we had.